Greetings, citizens. Due to the unfortunate disappearance of F. Harrington Smith, the Ministry of Propaganda and Wellbeing regrets to relay to you that the Poetry Corner will be cut short today and in the immediate future. While we are searching for replacements, it is our great pleasure to announce that a new show will be bookending Poetry Corner for the following weeks, one that we expect you to enjoy. Captain Dauntless on the planet Earth.
Earth, home, the pale blue dot, our ancestral home that has laid untouched by human hands for over 300 years. Captain Richard Dauntless, the Committee for Intraterrestrial Exploration believes that amongst all lunar citizens, you would be the best man to touch it.
Well, Mr. Chairman, that's quite an important and potentially quite dangerous mission. Are you sure I'd be up to carrying out a mission like that?
Are you not the same Captain Dauntless who saved Moonbase 3 from an out-of-control shuttle on collision course?
Well, I was just doing my job.
And the same Captain Dauntless who investigated the sewer cults of Moonbase 13?
Like all good citizens, I'm always ready to smell a rat for the good of society, or several thousand as it turned out.
The Captain Dauntless that is 182 centimetres tall, with average muscle mass, short-cut hair, and a well-groomed moustache.
So that's what I look like.
And the same Captain Dauntless, who hosted Radio Soft Rock at 2 a.m. last year?
Well, no, that's one I'm pretty sure was a different guy. Good taste in music.
Quite. And thank you for clearing that up, Captain. Anyway, the committee has unilaterally decided to appoint you to head up our first sortie to the planet's surface to prepare for human society's return to the planet.
Well, it's emboldening to hear they have as much faith in me as you seem to. Say, where are the rest of the committee? I'd like to shake their hands.
I'm afraid I'm it at the moment. Staffing issues, you see.
Well, best of luck with that.
Thanks. Anyway, this will be your team's rocket ship.
Wow.
It's approximately 17 metres tall, with an aerodynamic shape, three large windows, and a twin-nozzle fusion turbojet engine.
Very descriptive. I'm picturing it now.
Its sophisticated computer system should see you and your team through on your mission. Very sturdy, reinforced against cosmic rays.
You keep mentioning a team. Just exactly who will I be working with on this mission?
Well, now that we come to the issue, team implies a lot of things.
It implies a lot of people.
That's exactly the problem.
Ah, so I'll just be working with a partner. A buxom space adventuress, every bit my equal, perhaps?
No, not quite.
An eager but inexperienced psychic?
No.
Snarky robot pal?
Captain, we're both voiced by the same guy. For Pete's sake, Captain, we can't introduce any more characters right now.
I see your point. Very talented.
Yes, as I was saying, your mission profile...
Are you sure I couldn't have a non-verbal buxom space adventurous for neurodiversity representation?
Captain, how easy is it for people to read sign language over the radio?
Fine.
Your mission, as I was saying, will take approximately 3 days to reach the planet Earth. Ideally, just for a quick survey somewhere on the surface to return samples for analysis back on Moonbase 11. But maybe check out to see what the occupiers are up to too.
That sounds like a fine day out. You can count on me, sir.
Splendid. Good luck, Captain.
All right, let's see. Main thrusters, carburetor, air conditioning.
Captain Dauntless familiarizes himself with the controls of his vessel and takes off. After several days, he lands in a clearing on the planet Earth, in an abandoned urban area long since abandoned.
Hold on, don't I get to fly any of that?
The planned action sequence has been cut for time reasons.
Well, that's a shame. Well, here goes anyway. As the first human to step here in well over 300 years, I suppose I should probably say something befitting the importance of the moment. Wow, this place has really gone to pot. Overgrown buildings, dirty streets. Ugh. Narrator, please don't tell me what that was. Dauntless to Mission Control, I've arrived on the planet Earth. Mission Control?
We read you, Captain. It's just good to hear you've arrived. Just the once will do, Captain.
Pardon?
You don't need to be so impatient trying to contact us.
There is a 2.56 second round trip delay for light waves to travel from the moon to the planet Earth and back, which can really make conversing in real time a little clunky. That's a fun educational fact.
Huh, now I know. I feel like I should have been told that sooner. So where exactly are we?
Maps indicate it's a place called Leek Star. We have reason to believe that there was a major preoccupation spaceport located here.
Fascinating. But I'm not seeing any of that here.
Can you see any signs of Occupy or occupation?
Not really. It's mostly just overgrown buildings, plants, trees, and... Oh, and there's some plants. No sign of animal life?
That's probably because no audio recordings of wild animals have survived till today. I recommend you make the most of the peace and quiet. Take some samples, stretch your legs, and maybe you can take off later and...
My ship! Mission Control! Mission Control!
What foul fate has befallen Captain Dauntless' ship? Who is responsible and how will he ever return to the safety of our orbital home ever again? Tune in to the next exciting episode, Captain Dauntless versus the Lizard Men, following the end of next week's Poetry Corner, if you want to find out. And now, stay tuned for the news, featuring a special report on a downturn of productivity in Moonbase 17, following an increase of spam emails. Jasmine Czar is here with the doctor. Ministry of Propaganda and Wellbeing would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's Poetry Corner, featuring Exiles of the Heart by Vauxhall Granger and 500 Words 3 by Miriam Hamm. We apologise for the inclusion of John Rhys Gallagher's Last Tuesday Night. He will not be invited back. On a lighter note, you will be pleased to discover the hour is instead ending on the second episode of the returning adventures of Captain Dauntless on the planet Earth. Captain Dauntless and the Lizard Men.
Heavens below. Above. That explosion came from my rocket ship. Something must have happened to it. Huh. There doesn't even seem to be that much damage. At least from out here. One can always rely on sturdy lunar construction. Heavens below. The computer. It's completely junked. Oh God, that smells horrible. Intuition tells me the computer was doing something important beyond keeping me in radio contact with the moon. It'd be exciting to fly it manually, but that Leicester spaceport must be around here somewhere. It's a long shot, but I might be able to botch some of the computers from there into the ship and hope it's backwards compatible enough to accept them. Still, it does raise the question of just what caused the...
Freeze, human!
Ah, other voice actors!
I'm glad you noticed. I am Lockton, servant of the true masters of Earth. I am 193 centimeters tall and have a scaly body and defiant snout.
No, I see. It's very, you.
Thank you. But also tremble, for my army of Lizardmen are here to capture you so you may be interrogated.
Hey. Hi.
Well, I'm afraid that won't be happening.
Well, I'm afraid it will. My arm!
Ooh! Oof!
Wait!
Remember to check in next week for the next exciting episode of Captain Dauntless and the Lizardmen, Part 2. We now interrupt this program to bring you a special news report.
Terror in the streets. Tonight we explore the escalating situation in Moonbase 17. Following weeks of civil disruption, we first received missives from the parasocietal organisation CFG 2 days ago. While many were correct to dismiss their claims, no one could have predicted the impact it would have had on local stability. Now, honest citizens face a simple choice: coup or death at the hands of CFG.
And that was Poetry Corner, featuring the anonymous contribution Wolves and Myths and Weatherby Harcourt's Cycle of David II. an epic retelling of the 22nd century Irish folklore. In the last episode of Captain Dauntless on the planet Earth, the indomitable Captain Dauntless made contact with and did battle with a most unusual species of sentient lizard men, claiming to be the foot soldiers of the occupiers. He also ripped a man's arm off. We now rejoin Captain Dauntless in the Palace of the Temptress.
Well, I feel like I've accomplished something.
Not so fast, Mano.
And there goes my sense of accomplishment.
You are a fool for attacking the servants of the true masters of Earth. You shall see yourself face severe obliteration for your insolence.
Ha! I beat you guys to tower last week. I'm surprised you even managed to crawl after me, frog brain.
Well, actually no, mister. We've hid from our injuries just fine.
Yeah, actually, I'm doing pretty okay.
Almost makes it a little bit sad for you that was the end of the episode, really.
As you can see, my lizardmen have superior regenerative abilities to fragile simian lineage.
Well, surely at least you haven't regrown your arm, right?
Not as such.
Ha! Huh.
For an individual of my seniority, such a feat would take a mere 5 to 6 months.
What an interesting fact. Also a pretty pointless one. I'm not waiting around for that. I really have to go find some replacement electronics at the moment, so if you don't mind, I'm going to, you know...
People can't see your gesture. This is radio.
I'm going to hoof it.
Well, good luck with that, mister.
Yeah, it was very lovely to meet you.
You idiots! Stop!
Why? What are you going to do? Slap me?
I'm going to shoot you!
Oh.
With a gun!
Yeah?
That I am holding in my left hand!
Yes, I think the audience got that.
I'm sure you could choose some better last words if you had the time.
We'll be having none of that!
Sir! Gorillas!
I had noticed!
Disarm him!
Weak, Captain!
Wait! Ow!
That shall put an end to that! Hey, do you think we should run?
Well, I don't think we were given the order to.
And as for you...
Never mind.
Doo-doo! Ha! Pathetic.
Ah!
Ta! Anyway. Smooth ape. Who are you?
Confused, but very grateful.
Ha! Huh. As you should be.
Well, glad to please. My name's Captain Richard Dauntless. I'm somewhat of your average man from the moon, probably better than average if we're being polite towards me.
Welcome, Monsieur Dauntless. We are guerrillas.
We fight a clandestine war.
The foul creatures which occupy this planet have caused major damage to its environment, rivaled only by the destruction of the accursed Anthropocene. We fight our war in the hopes that we may be rid of them.
Oh, that's incredible. I didn't even know there were any humans left down here.
Ha!
She already told you we are gorillas.
Highly evolved talking gorillas.
Ah, well, I'm sure you're doing a bang-up job down here, and we on the moon look forward to joining you in your fight as soon as we make our return.
Your return is very negotiable.
The widespread damage that human environmental modification caused to gorilla natural habitats was quite severe.
Well, that's a less than fun educational fact. I'm sure we can work something out. The humanity of today is a technologically and ideologically enlightened society in which everyone works towards a common benevolent goal. Not to mention, we are all united in our dedication to society's goals above any personal greed or fancy.
We are not the savages of the past. Our administration ensures that when humans return to Earth, we will liberate it as a force for good.
Yeah, yeah, that is what all you humans say.
We have heard it all too often.
Wait, but I thought you said there weren't any other humans here.
That is true only of the immediate surroundings. The Queen, she is fond of you. We must go. She will want to speak to you.
Another human. Here, on Earth. What a fascinating discovery. And where does...
I believe that is my job.
Oh, I'll keep it light on the monologues then.
That would be quite wise. The guerrilla warriors lead Captain Dauntless through the deep underbrush and into the heart of the city of Lister. And amongst the many overgrown buildings that warrant no description, they come face to face with a building coated in high glass walls and bare metal construction. In here, potentially another human here on Earth.
Welcome to New Little Twycross.
Wow, this is some great kind of place you've got here. Any idea what it was before the occupation?
No.
Oh well, worth asking. Actually, there's been something I've been meaning to ask you on the way here, but we skipped past that, didn't we?
Fine.
Well, just exactly who is this queen?
She is the lifeblood of the Resistance. All our efforts are coordinated through her genius.
Ah, well, that's a situation I'm familiar with. I'd love to hope I have the dignity to meet an administrator.
If we are lucky, she will be happy to receive such a better-than-average member of her kinsmen. May I present Her Majesty, Grezi the Great and Eternal of the Resistance.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Judith. You know, I should really start expecting that level of decorum from the other apes. I mean, I do very important jobs around here. Oh, a Patrol B. What are we doing with Patrol B?
I said I am presenting Her Majesty, Grezi the Great and Eternal of the Resistance.
Yeah, that's great. You should write that down somewhere.
We have a guest.
Yes, I know we have a guest. Your Highness, a guest is here to see her great and beautiful and intelligent and very well-dressed Highness.
Oh, okay. Now you're just laying it on. What do you...
Hi.
What the hell is that thing?
I'm from the moon. I come in peace. Or is this about time?
It is indeed. And more than he even realises. For what he has come face to face with here is no ordinary queen. Make sure to tune in to the second part of Captain Dauntless in the Palace of the Temptress next week. And to keep up with the aftermath of Moonbase 17 incident, the following mandatory news report from Jasmine Czar with concerning images and talk of sedition. Make sure all children are kept safe and aware until a proper age. You have just borne witness to a very special episode of Poetry Corner featuring 101 ways to report a lover to the authorities by Spretz and Maltese, and a deep dive on Garnzahl's Weave Street. Weavest. If any of the issues raised in today's episode of Poetry Corner have affected you personally, make sure to bring them up with your general practitioner, who will make the necessary adjustments. And I will be hosting a special discussion corner on the matter later this evening. While I'm gone, I leave you with the continuing adventures of Captain Dauntless braving the dangers in the Palace of the Temptress. Part 2.
Is that all we're getting?
He really had to run out of the booth after that one.
Okay, how about everyone introduce themselves so we can all get back in the swing of things, okay? I'm Captain Dauntless, a regular, above average guy.
I'm a gorilla.
You're Judith.
I'm not sure I have a name, but I'm also a gorilla.
And I, Resi, the all-important queen of the Resistance, never expected to see another human down here on Earth, where we are right now. It's my throne room.
Right. I think that's us sorted till the narrator gets back.
Well, I certainly hope they take their time after all. I still have to figure out what this strange, pitiful man is doing in my throne room.
I have a name, you know.
Yeah? Oh, you haven't told me it.
Well, you all introduced ourselves at the start of the episode.
Fine. What is this strange Captain Dauntless doing in my throne room?
We took him to you.
And when did I tell you could do that? This could be a major security risk, leading strangers into Resistance HQ.
My liege, you are both humans. We thought you would want to see each other.
Well, I appreciate your initiative.
If I may interject.
No.
You see, I'm from the moon.
Stum.
Oh, sorry.
I did not become queen just so that everyone around me could start doing whatever they wanted. Out. All of you, out. I'll have to come up with sanctions for all of you later. Waste of my time.
Can I get a name?
Do I sound like I'm in the mood?
No.
That's your answer.
Well, I guess I'd better go.
Wait. Judith, bring the moon man to me.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Ow! What's with the sudden rudeness?
Just talk to her. I am going to the relaxation suite to relax.
Do you think I might have irritated her?
I'd say there's a possibility.
Oh, I can fix that later. Where were we?
Well, I was trying to offer your cushy little resistance organisation here the opportunity to open diplomatic relationships with our culturally advanced civilization on the moon. And I think you were mad at me for interrupting.
Well, I say we let bygones be bygones and forget about all that. Say, to introduce a new idea, how about as an envoy of some high and mighty moon society, why don't we talk about ways my valiant resistance organisation can form into some kind of partnership with your deadbeat arses?
You know, Your Majesty, I'm starting to really hate you.
Well, I'm sure I can make you come round on me soon enough.
Yes, I think that could help smooth over our relations.
How do I contact your leaders?
That's easy. We just use the computer in my... I've just remembered why I'm here. Do you happen to know where the space centre that's supposed to be around here is? I'm in the market for a new spaceship computer. Preferably one that hasn't been blown up by lizardmen.
So let me get this straight. You come to my domain to ask me to help you find a computer. And in return, you're offering me the chance of entering into a supposedly beneficial agreement with your leaders, which you cannot actually contact until you have said computer.
Correct. So if we can just find this...
Not so fast. Let's say your lunatic society can't actually offer me anything useful. Let's say they don't even want to enter into an agreement. Let's say we can't find you a computer. What makes you think I'm going to waste vital resistance time on this?
Your Majesty, I have returned from our latest expedition to the brewery.
Ooh, is that cognac? Well, thank you, Stephen.
Vital resistance time.
You know what, Moon Man? I'll sleep on your ideas. Watch it. I'd say next morning we'll find out where you fit into the resistance plans going forward. Or I could just throw you out. Either way, out of my office now.
Yes, Your Holiness. What a zany planet this has turned out to be. Oh, hey, Judith, was it? Hi.
Greetings, esteemed guest of Her Majesty. I trust your meeting was cordial?
Yes, something like that. Listen, do you know of somewhere I can bunk off? Her mightiness is deep in consideration right now.
The relaxation suites are down at the end of the concourse.
Oh, thanks. Nice headphones. I didn't know gorillas could wear headphones. It's quite the image. Well, I guess for lack of a narrator, I'm going to have to fall asleep now. Oh God, that's legitimately making me a bit sleepy.
Ha ha!
Aha, you really thought you could pull the old slipping the headphones on me while he's sleeping trick on old Dickie Dauntless, huh?
Wait. Trick? No trick. I'm just looking out for your sleep hygiene, that's all. Look, I'd do it for all the evolved animals in the Resistance too, see?
Unlikely story. Something tells me when I listen in on this here earpiece, I'm not going to hear the sweet hiss of noise-cancelling earmuffs, but egad!
No, you're not supposed to listen to that while you're awake.
Ha! I knew it.
Just focus in on your Queen's voice. Listen calmly and happily to her. That's good. That's good. You find yourself falling deeper and deeper.
You hear that? You're a weirdo.
What? No!
That's right. The only reason you're in charge here is because of your magic, psychic, magic voice.
Hold on a moment. This is not magic, okay? Hypnosis is an unconventional but proven scientific phenomena.
Well, let me assure you, I don't want any of that creepy, weirdo, brainwashing crap on my family-friendly show.
I'm not a creep. This is perfectly wholesome social engineering, in which I trick a bunch of evolved animals into thinking I'm their benevolent leader and taking advantage of their false reverence for me to enrich myself off of their occasionally silver backs.
You are saying you are taking advantage of us?
That is reprehensible.
I can't believe I put up with your shit.
Wait, no, it's supposed to be night time. How are you all awake?
In case you forgot, our narrator's not in the studio. Time's passing in real time.
Oh, wait, surely we can work something out. Is there anything I can say to make you all happy? Oh, please.
Get her!
Well, that ends well, whatever that's supposed to mean. And remember, kids, never trust a demagogic figure threatening the natural order of things. Only the rigorous screening processes of the central authority can ensure that your leadership has your best interests at heart. Goodbye, folks.
And that was this week's Poetry Corner, featuring Vagaries of Space by Adam Newquay and the seminal hodgepodge group's I've Eaten Nan, featuring Valerius. Last week on Captain Dauntless, the hypnotic queen Rezi of the Resistance was nonetheless ousted by Captain Dauntless and her army of intelligent apes. Unfortunately, due to my absence, they failed to end it on a cliffhanger. How sloppy. We catch up now to Captain Dauntless as he begins his journey out to Leicester Space Center under the guidance of the gorillas in the Forest of Doom.
You know what bothers me the most about it?
That such a wretched creature could subvert a brave resistance fighting force, aligned to true and noble goals for the good of the Earth, to her will?
I still don't have a name.
Ah.
We are gorillas. We don't need names.
You certainly do not, Judith.
Bah!
If I may interject, why don't you come up with your own name?
I'm not very good at that sort of thing.
Well, give it a try, champ.
Gorilla... Gorilla.
I like it. Rather philosophical.
It's just that scientific name for a gorilla. He might as well go around claiming he is all gorillas.
I suppose not.
Do you want me to have a go at it?
Be my guest.
You know, I always did like Richard.
I think I'll go with Marcel.
Fair enough.
Quiet, you two. There are patrols near. I still don't get why we're out here. Lockton got creamed by those gorillas. What are we supposed to do?
Well, I thought we were supposed to be fighting against the Resistance.
We're supposed to be crushing the Resistance, giving no ground, that sort of thing.
Yeah?
And yet they're winning fights with us.
They're doing that now.
Well, imagine we don't fight them.
Well, what's that going to achieve?
And if we don't fight them, we can't lose to them. And if we're not losing, what are we?
Winning?
Exactly.
You know, I just think we might have this one.
Yeah!
We surrender!
Not so fast, you primordial fiends. We'll be the ones asking for your surrender here.
We will tear you limb from limb.
That's right, Judith. Or we will tear them limb from limb.
You sure you won't let us run away?
Intriguing. But it comes with no small amount of risk to us, you see.
You could alert others to our position.
Exactly.
I say we kill them now.
Hold on. Don't get too hasty.
Yeah, you have many things you have to do in conflict resolution first, before killing people.
We do?
They do?
Conflict resolution is a science. If you want to get rid of us, you need to do it through rationale, I think.
Well, I guess we'll give it a shot.
I can literally kill them both now.
Judith, an unwillingness to negotiate is a tactic of radical, dangerous terrorist movements bent on destroying the order of Lunar Society, and we shouldn't be like them. Also, conflict resolution is a very important skill set for the children at home to be educated about. I say we hear them out.
Bah!
Go ahead, Miss Lisbon.
Okay, so do you mind telling us what you want out of this interaction?
Yeah.
And your grievances?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose our grievances are that you are soldiers working for our enemies, and we want you not to tell them that we are here.
Well then, why didn't we stay in the bush?
Okay, I think I get where you're coming from. Well, you're the enemies of the Masters of Earth.
The occupiers.
You'll have to take the naming issue up with them. And, well, we work for them, and our wants is to not be killed.
Right.
I see.
Okay. And now we have to come to a compromise that fulfills all our needs evenly.
Ooh. How about we just beat them unconscious?
They wouldn't be able to report on our presence knocked out.
Well, that does sound like a solution.
Aye. We're in agreement here.
Judith?
It'll do.
Right. Pleasure negotiating with you.
Likewise.
Ah, isn't it great to solve conflicts non-violently?
If that's what you want to call it.
Ah well, onwards.
The brave Captain Dauntless and his guerrilla companions delved further north through Leicester until they reached the banks of a canal.
Ah, shoot.
Which they crossed without issue.
God, I've missed having a narrator.
They travelled north further still until they reached the bank of a river opposite the Space Centre.
All right, here we are.
It's a lot more pointy than I thought it would be, and I'm not liking the look of those biomechanical petal bits.
It appears the occupiers have built a citadel on top of our Space Centre.
Okay, so what's the best way to force our way into one of these meat cans?
Oh, no. We are not stupid. We are going home.
Oh, don't be so serious. All we probably really need to do is look for some sort of pile of debris. Education aside, if you're curious, this is called a mizzen. And root through it for the Space Centre junk they threw out during construction.
We're still not going near that.
Wow. After all our time together, are you going to abandon me now in my time of most need?
Yep.
We will miss you.
Marcel, Judith, well, drat. Well, I suppose if it's just me, I could use my sewer swimming experience to cross the river. It does look kind of unsavoury, though.
Captain Dauntless, out of the corner of his eye, spots the remains of a bridge just downstream from him. It has collapsed, but has nonetheless been wedged solidly into the embankment.
Thanks. It's reassuring to know you still have my back. Mizzen. No mizzen. Maybe I'm going to have to go in the giant robot meat plant. Root through the roots, as it were. Richard, how do you get yourself in these situations? At least it's unguarded.
Mammal!
Lockton! You're surprisingly stealthy compared to your minions. Does the lack of arms streamline you?
Your insolence is noted. Let me assure you, when both my arms are regrown, I will strangle you with them.
I'll be sure to mark the date in my calendar. Now, if you'll excuse me.
If you would rather not wait that long, I will happily use these robotic replacements to do the same.
Oh.
No one who dares dismember Lockton shall live.
God. Say, can't you turn the strength of those down? Maybe so we can engage in fair fisticuffs.
Not a chance.
How about some good old conflict resolution? This really doesn't have to end violently. Could you at least lend me your... Oh.
Where were we?
Running away?
Well, you're caught. I hope you don't like strangulation.
Oh, if only I had a weapon. Hey, a narrator, what does Captain Dauntless find as he desperately reaches behind himself in desperation?
Pardon?
What are you doing?
Oh, I just think this fight would be more interesting for the audience if I had at least a little shot at surviving.
Hardly a satisfying resolution for me especially.
You know, it is my show. A show would be pretty boring, focusing on my grave.
Captain Dauntless.
No!
Yes.
Reaches behind himself in desperation. And what he discovers there, you will find out in the next exciting episode of Captain Dauntless Behind Enemy Lines. Make sure to tune in next week, same time slot, right after Poetry Corner. You have been enjoying Poetry Corner's deep dive on the works of Headingley Smithersfield. If you have not been enjoying Poetry Corner, make haste. Contact your local representative. They will instruct you on what to do. Our next programme is another episode of Captain Dauntless on the Planet Earth. When we last saw him, Captain Dauntless was locked in a desperate struggle with the Lizardmen, Commander Lockton.
And I reached out, desperately I might add, behind myself in desperation.
I was getting to that. Captain Dauntless, pinned to the ground by Lockton's mechanical arm, reaches behind himself, grasping for anything that could be used as a weapon. His hands close around.
Perhaps you should not have given me a whole week to prepare for your last desperate ploy.
Wow, you're a real killjoy. This really isn't that good for my wrist tendons.
Ha! Well, it seems like I win. Do you have any last words to say before I choke every last dreg of life from you? Well, don't say I didn't...
Wait. How are you going to choke me?
With my robot arms. Come on, that's pretty obvious.
Your right arm is pinning my left shoulder into the floor, while your left arm is pinning my right wrist in place.
Yes.
Well, do you have a third arm?
Well,
if you want to strangle me, we're going to have to find out what that hand grasped onto after all.
Whoops! Looks like I let go of your shoulder instead. How careless of me! But I guess that doesn't matter now as I...
You shouldn't have let my...
Oh, my leg! Ah!
Arm free. Around your holster. Nice plasma gun, by the way. I think I'll keep it.
My foot! My foot!
I wonder what I grabbed anyway.
It is an automatic socket wrench.
Ah, bit too convenient. Glad I didn't need it.
Captain Dauntless, who should perhaps not look a gift horse in the mouth, makes his way stealthily, silently, inside the occupier's structure. Somewhere deep below this living, breathing fortress lies the remains of Leicester's spaceport, and in it, the computer equipment he needs to escape from the planet Earth.
What a load of rubbish. 300 years, one hostile construction project, and this scrap is all that's left here? I cannot believe how shoddily people used to make stuff back in the day. I mean, look at this.
Captain Dauntless, you do still remember that you are in a radio production.
Apparently not. Okay, audience, I'd like you to imagine a large, rigid computer tablet about the size of a palm, like a primitive smart bracelet, but that's dead solid. Got that? Now, imagine it's broken. You know, these days, if an engineer put together a device like this and it broke within 500 years, they'd have him shot. And quite right... Sounds like a computer. Smells of meat. Ugh. No password either. Ew. The keyboard's all sticky. Oh, God, what's this hole?
Welcome back, Doctor. How are you? How are you? It has been five days since you last logged in. Would you like your last log playback as a refresher? Interpreting response. Doctor, you should take your morning caffeine booster. Interpreting response. You have indicated you are sufficiently confused and in a stupor. Preparing log. Reading. It is with heavy splanch that I must approve the decision to mothball project. Whilst the construct has demonstrated aptitudes of control above what was believed possible from human phenotype, it itself has proven difficult to control and prevent from forming its own agenda. Until human society remnants have been properly located, preparing a biological construct to control the humans is itself detrimental to our peace. I am intending issuing a memorandum on the prohibition of human cloning experiments for these reasons, and unless there are any objections, the construct will be euthanized. Reminder to self, the construct will be euthanized. Do not put this off. Log ends. Do you want to repeat this log, Doctor?
No, I think I'm good. A clone made to control other humans. Heavens below. We had a real lucky break there. In the wrong place, it could have brought Lunar Society to its knees. I take it I did euthanize it, right?
Oh, hardly.
What do you not indicate?
Captain Dauntless, 2-4 on defeating his enemies, it seems. Speaking of...
My masters, I bring grave news. The human interloper is among us.
Will he finally see the occupiers? Hear the occupiers? How will Captain Dauntless fight his way out of this one? Find out in the final exciting episode of Captain Dauntless and the Siren's Pursuit. I'd like to thank you all for enjoying this week's Poetry Corner, with Terpsichore's Ankle by the Runcombe Brothers and Please Stop Bothering Me by Alan Moore. Last time in the sinister biochemical bone white citadel of the occupiers, occupying the site of the ancient Leicester Space Center, a Captain Dauntless comes across records of a plot to enslave humanity with a mentally domineering human clone. As Lockton alerts the occupiers of his presence, he now finds himself trapped by an old enemy, the pint-sized brainwashing seductress Rezi, formerly of the Resistance.
Hi, Captain Dauntless here. Before we start the episode, I'd like to issue a statement on behalf of the writers regarding claims made in the previous episode and preceding statement. The Ministry of Propaganda would like all citizens to know that a single or several compromised individual could not pose a significant threat to the Lunar Authority structure. You may rest comfortably in the fact that all supervisors and members of government are subject to monthly interrogation sessions and biopsies by one of the three independent regulatory bodies, and that the plan of the occupiers as depicted in the previous episode would not or could not work.
I would also like it on record that I am not, nor ever have been, a seductress.
But you are pint-sized.
I refuse to answer that question.
You know, now that it's been described to me, I can see...
Anyway, you may have jumped to the conclusion after reading...
Listening
to the fact that the occupiers were working on a project to make a human with mind control powers, that I, the only human on this planet...
Except for me.
Except for you, and who has displayed mastery of the hypnotic arts...
All you mastered was being beat up by apes for being a creep.
Shut up! That I might be that human clone.
Don't insult the intelligence of our audience. We might have to issue another statement.
Well, they shouldn't have paused a week for me to confirm it all for the sake of a cliffhanger.
Well, so what now? Are you going to hand me over to your creators?
Hardly. They also want me dead. I just had a little idea to exact a little revenge on you for ousting me from my resistance. You know, follow you until you ran into occupied territory, raise an alarm, and then, how about I maybe escape to Norway afterwards?
Look, I was hoping I wouldn't have to shoot you, but...
Wait, that wasn't me. I didn't press anything.
Well, then you're lucky I missed. Well, this computer will have to do. Make sure to enjoy the occupier's company for me, will you?
Moonman, wait! Out there, there's...
Please put please down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
Auto-turrets!
You could have told me earlier.
I was trying.
You have 10 seconds to comply. Thank you.
What do we do now?
Who said we were we?
Please keep your hands above your heads and do not move until a security official is here to arrest you.
We're not together.
Please keep your hands above your heads and do not move until a security official is here to arrest you.
Hey, Rezzy, what was your plan for escaping after the alarm goes off?
Hide in a back room till they catch you and walk out after the alarm is over.
I don't see that working now. Why don't you just stay in there?
Why wouldn't you just tell them I was in there?
Mammal!
Hi?
It seems I will not have to wait long until I exact my revenge.
Oh, nice peg leg.
Ah, another mammal. For that comment, you get to join him.
Oh, hold on. We're not together.
I don't care. Turrets, make them work.
You have 20 seconds to comply.
Oh, and I'll be taking that gun back. See, I've been telling my masters about you, and I can imagine they'll be very curious to find out what you are, what you're doing here, what kills you. Masters, I bring you not one, but two humans. Do you want to speak to them? Was that a yes or no?
Unfortunately. Can I hide behind you?
I don't know. You haven't done much to endear me to you.
All right. I think that's a yes.
It's fine, we get the idea.
You have 20 seconds to comply.
Ah, vile occupiers. I wonder if you'd be willing to cede Earth back to its true owners anytime soon.
Hi, ma'am.
What?
So we're doing this again, are we? You always bring that up. Well, that right there is why I moved out.
This isn't some kind of trick, Mammal.
From what I understand, we don't know each other.
This isn't about your parenting skills. Though for the record, you have been neglectful to me for 2/3 of my life. Just no. I can't believe you on this.
Excuse me. Almighty masters, is this truly necessary? Can I not just kill them now? As you wish.
And that is that knot endemic of how you solve all your problems. It is, and that's not a point, Mum.
Nice attempt.
We're going to be here for hours.
Oh, I don't intend to. But I'm sure you'll appreciate the rest yourself.
Drop your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
No, this isn't a weapon. Just a computer case. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, I'm honestly surprised that was all it took to confuse them.
You know, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. This is why I don't visit, you know? No, piss off, Mum. See, this is what I'm talking about. Every time you don't get your way, you resort to setting your... Ah! He's all knocked out. Looks like you aren't keeping me here after all. Well, I don't know. Maybe he did do it. Like I said, he wasn't with me. Whatever. I'm leaving. Do I need to find a door to slam or what? Bye.
With computer in hand, Captain Dauntless returns to his space vessel. The occupiers none the wiser to his mission. In due time, the apes of the Resistance come to see him off.
You know, I didn't have you pegged as an electrical engineer, Marcel.
It's something you pick up.
Well, I can't say I'm not grateful. Dauntless to Mission Control. Sorry I haven't been in contact.
Captain, it is good to hear your voice again.
Likewise, though you do sound a little strange.
It's best not to think about that too much, Captain. Better than being stuck talking to yourself, eh?
I suppose so. Look, an awful lot happened, but I'm heading back. I'll have to tell you about it later.
Stand back. The rocket is ready to depart.
Good luck, Captain.
We'll miss you.
Bye.
See you around. That means you too, by the way. I can't have any stowaways.
What? How did you know I was hiding in here?
I didn't, but I'd imagine we're due one last conversation before the show ends.
Fine. What about?
Well, why were you trying to hide on my ship?
I don't know if you've noticed, but everyone seems to hate me round here.
And whose fault is that?
Well, theirs, obviously. No help from you either, dragging my name through the mud. But thanks for knocking out that lizard guy. I really didn't want to be in that conversation with my parents any longer.
Well, Rezzy, sometimes family can be difficult.
Yeah.
Especially if they're the enemy of all humankind, which is why I can't take you back there. Biological weapons policy.
Shame. It sounded like there'd be so many interesting and malleable people.
That is especially why I can't take you back there, freak.
Close-minded gutter thinker.
Where to now, then?
There's a lot of Earth to run to. Hopefully enough that we'll never meet again. You?
I dare say I'm going back to the moon.
Of course he is. Duh.
Well, final countdown?
Time to leave, Moon Man.
Pre-flight checks? Mission control vessel is green. I am go for takeoff from the planet Earth.
Thank you for listening to Captain Dauntless on the planet Earth. Captain Dauntless on the Planet Earth was written and directed by Matthew Matahias Crane and produced in association with Mike Audington, and featured the voice talents of Sean Stevens, Chris Hind, Hayley Bullivant, Menno Willems, Az Mumin, and Chris Loft.
We extend a special thanks to the cast and crew for helping with script revisions, as well as Susan Bajorak. The album art was provided by Seiji Art. Captain Dauntless on the Planet Earth was produced by the Medway Little Theatre for the Kent Drama Association Radio Play Festival 2023.